This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new proposal to fund Colorado schools got unanimous support in a committee vote Monday. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
The bill limits cuts to schools. It also launches a new funding formula to gradually drive $500 million more to students in need. But some lawmakers worried whether it's sustainable long term. And some, including Representative Jennifer Bacon, are frustrated over the yearly struggle to fund public schools, while the revenue caps in the Taxpayer Bill of Rights require taxpayer refunds.
We give back the money that we do have, and all we're trying to do is figure out how to educate our kids.
Another lawmaker has a plan to send a sliver of Colorado's federal taxable income to K-12 schools, but it's not been introduced. That plan would require $350 million in cuts elsewhere. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The state Senate rejected a bill Tuesday that would have created the state's first regulations on investor-owned daycares. Those places would have had to post their prices online and notify parents before laying off staff. Republican Scott Bright owns two daycare centers. He said the rules would discourage operators from opening in Colorado.
This bill will reduce child care supply and will increase child care costs. Guarantee it. I've seen it every single time, and I've been in this business for 35 years.
Opponents argued investor-owned facilities tend to outperform smaller centers because they have more resources. They also said a requirement to post rates would make it hard for operators to scale their pricing. Uncertainty on Wall Street continues this week, and a Colorado financial planner has some advice. Elena Macy at Bloom Wealth Advisors in Boulder says long-term investors should ride out the ups and downs. Short-term is another story.
Especially for those in retirement, people who are tapping into their portfolio, you need to make sure that the money you need now and in the near future is safe and out of the market for you. So this would be the time to really look at your risk tolerance and do you have a now bucket of money that you are going to need now?
There is much more on tariffs and what U.S. consumers can expect to begin this hour of Morning Edition. This is CPR News.